Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. And today is the last show in our series called March Madness for Parents. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, March Madness is the nickname given to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And here on Pebbles of Truth, we've been spending all month talking about some of those maddening areas that we as parents have. And it's hard to believe that after tomorrow, we're going to be down to our final four teams. And today, we're going to be talking about the final topic in our series, which is handling our kids' ever-changing appearance. And with me again this week is Scott Phillips. Scott's been with us the last couple of weeks, and if you've missed any of those episodes, go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. So, Scott, why is our kids' physical appearance such an issue?
Well, for one thing, Cap, it's an area of parenting that we're not really in control of. We can help our kids develop good nutritional habits. We can limit their intake of junk food, encourage them to get exercise, all those things, which are good things. But ultimately, as they hit their teens, they're going to grow and develop the way God intended them.
Very true. And some kids even develop earlier than others.
Right, exactly. And for boys, that can be a real good thing. They're usually more athletic. They're taller. They're faster. They're stronger than the other boys around them. So it's a good thing for them. For girls, not so much. As they begin to take on that hourglass figure, it can draw a lot of unwanted attention.
And Scott, you know, for those who develop later in life, the pros and cons are reversed. You know, late developing boys can struggle with not measuring up, while late developing girls can benefit from having those changes occur, you know, when they're a little bit more emotionally ready for them.
You know, that's what can be maddening for parents. We need to be sensitive to these changes, and especially as a dad, I like to joke and tease with my kids, but never about their appearance. They're pretty sensitive about that, and it's going to get worse as they get older. You know, these aren't fun conversations to have necessarily, but we need to be open and honest with our kids and have talks with them about the changes that their bodies are going through.
And Scott, I would also add that we need to constantly be affirming to them that no body type is perfect.
Oh, and they need to hear that from mom and dad because they're not going to hear it from the world, right? I mean, you think of TV shows, magazines, clothing designers, you know, they all promote the idea that there is this perfect body for men and for women.
Well, Scott, let's camp on something that you mentioned there. TVs and shows and magazines, I understand, but expand a little bit more on what you're talking about with the clothing designers.
Well, you know, it's becoming harder and harder for teens to find affordable, stylish clothes that are also designed with at least a little modesty in mind, like the Bible tells us where to have. Kids' clothes today, well, I found, are just much more form-fitting than they were in the past, and really adult clothes are the same. If your child has a body that fits into them, it's probably they're showing off a little bit too much. And if they have a body that doesn't fit into them, boy, there's little for them to choose from if they're going to try and look nice. And either way, it's incredibly frustrating for both the kids and the parents.
And it's not just an issue for the ladies either. I mean, I've noticed that boys changed, boys' clothes have changed as well.
Yes.
But Scott, what can parents do?
Well, for starters, dads could take their daughters shopping. You will survive, Dad. I've done it. And you know what it does is it helps you understand the challenges that your daughter faces in dressing modestly. I mean, it can be a real tough thing to do.
I would also say that it would give dads an opportunity to talk about why it's important to dress modestly and why some young women want the attention that dressing provocatively tends to bring.
Good point.
But you can also talk about the type of guy a lady might also attract while dressing provocatively.
Even better point, perhaps.
Not a good thing.
Yeah. Moms could have similar conversations with their sons. It's probably a little bit easier for moms. But instead of just having the talk with our kids, I think it's better to have an ongoing dialogue and to continually be talking about these things as their body changes, what's happening, what's going on. And that means being ready to talk whenever they are, because they're rarely ready to talk when we are.
And I would certainly say an amen to that. Well, thank you, Scott. That wraps up our March Madness series. And if you've missed any of our shows, remember that you can get caught up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com.
Hey, and don't forget about our blog. We update it every week with the same topic that's on the radio show, and you can find it on our website, hotrfm.org, or through our Facebook page.
And we'll also try and post the link on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Just click on the family activity button. But next week's a new month, and that means a new topic where we'll begin a series on leading your child to Christ. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.